Welcome to episode 992 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Philemon was a Christian from the first century who owned slaves and hosted a house church, most likely located in Colossae. His name, which means affectionate in Greek, reflects his character as described in the Bible. It appears that Paul, during his missionary travels in Asia Minor, led Philemon to faith in Christ and stayed in his home on at least one occasion. The only reference to Philemon in Scripture is found in the brief letter written by Paul, who calls him a dear friend and fellow worker. In this personal letter, Paul appeals to Philemon regarding a runaway slave named Onesimus, who had come into contact with Paul while he was under house arrest in Rome. Onesimus converted to Christianity, and Paul, recognizing that he still belonged to Philemon, sent him back to his owner with a letter requesting mercy and acceptance. From Paul's appeal, we learn several things about Philemon. He was a slave owner, like many wealthy individuals in what is now Turkey. He hosted a church in his home, along with two people whom Paul addresses as Apphia, our sister, and Archippus, our fellow soldier. These two were likely Philemon's wife and son. He was a committed supporter of Paul and regularly prayed for him. He had a deep love for the church and its members. Paul expected that Philemon would welcome Onesimus back graciously and even go beyond what was requested. His home had a guest room where Paul was always welcome. Paul's relationship with Philemon was marked by warmth and mutual respect, as evidenced by Paul's confidence in reminding Philemon that he owed Paul for his own conversion to Christ. The letter to Philemon offers a model for how to address disagreements among believers with love and respect. While Paul does not directly condemn the practice of slavery, he gently encourages Philemon to consider Onesimus as a fellow brother in Christ. It is likely that Philemon responded to Paul's appeal by freeing Onesimus, recognizing that, under the new covenant, both slave and master are equal members of the body of Christ.
Today's top 10 list.
10 important lessons and takeaways from the book of Philemon.
Number 1.
The power of forgiveness, a cornerstone of Christian living. The letter to Philemon illustrates the profound importance of forgiveness in the Christian life. Paul appeals to Philemon not from a place of authority or obligation, but from a place of love, asking him to forgive Onesimus, his runaway slave, who had wronged him. This request is based on the understanding that forgiveness is a fundamental aspect of living out the gospel message. Forgiveness allows us to release resentment and extend grace, mirroring the forgiveness that God has given to us through Jesus Christ. In this way, the letter challenges modern believers to examine their own relationships and find opportunities to offer forgiveness, recognizing that it is not only a command, but also a vital expression of the gospel's power in our lives. Forgiveness breaks down barriers, promotes healing, and reflects God's love and mercy toward all people.
Number 2.
Christian reconciliation, restoring relationships through Christ. Reconciliation is a central theme in the book of Philemon, highlighting the call for believers to repair and restore broken relationships. Paul urges Philemon to reconcile with Onesimus, who has now become a brother in Christ, showing that the bonds formed through faith in Jesus are stronger than any human divisions. Reconciliation is not merely about resolving conflicts. It is about restoring fellowship and unity within the body of Christ. The letter teaches us that reconciliation should be a priority for Christians, as it is a direct reflection of the reconciliation God offers to humanity through Christ. In a world marked by division and strife, the call to reconciliation serves as a reminder that Christians are to be peacemakers, bridging gaps, mending broken relationships, and fostering harmony and unity within the church and beyond.
Number 3.
The transformative power of the gospel. The story of Onesimus showcases the life-changing impact of the gospel. Onesimus, whose name means useful, was once a runaway slave who may have been deemed useless to his master, Philemon, due to his desertion. However, after encountering Paul and converting to Christianity, Onesimus undergoes a remarkable transformation, becoming a valuable helper to Paul and a new, spiritually useful member of the Christian community. This transformation illustrates how the gospel has the power to change lives, redeeming those who were once lost or deemed unworthy, and making them useful for God's purposes. For modern believers, this serves as a powerful reminder that no matter one's past mistakes or shortcomings, The gospel can bring new purpose, identity, and value. It teaches us to look beyond people's pasts and see the potential for transformation through Christ, welcoming all into the service of God's kingdom.
Number 4.
Equality in Christ. Paul's request for Philemon to receive Onesimus, not as a slave, but as a dear brother, challenges the existing social norms and reflects the radical equality the gospel brings. In the Roman world, the master-slave relationship was deeply entrenched and characterized by a significant power imbalance. Yet, Paul appeals to Philemon to view Onesimus not through the lens of societal status, but through their shared faith in Christ. This plea demonstrates that, in Christ, all believers are equal members of God's family, regardless of their social or economic status. The gospel calls for a new way of relating to one another, where distinctions such as Jew or Greek, slave or free, are dissolved in the unity of the body of Christ. For modern believers, this lesson is a powerful reminder to treat all people with dignity and respect, recognizing that everyone is made in the image of God and equal in Christ. It encourages us to challenge social and cultural biases and to foster inclusivity and unity within the church.
Number 5.
Gentle persuasion in leadership. Paul demonstrates a leadership style based on gentle persuasion rather than coercion. He appeals to Philemon's sense of love and Christian duty rather than commanding him, which shows the importance of respecting others' autonomy and encouraging voluntary, heartfelt decisions.
Number 6.
Intercessory advocacy. Paul serves as an advocate for Onesimus, interceding on his behalf to Philemon. This highlights the role of advocacy and support among believers, reminding us to stand up for those who are vulnerable or in need of support.
Number 7.
The role of the church in personal matters. Though the letter is personal, it is addressed to the church that meets in Philemon's home, indicating that personal matters, especially those involving reconciliation, have a communal aspect. The church community plays a role in supporting and witnessing reconciliation efforts among its members.
Number 8.
Christian freedom and responsibility. Paul does not force Philemon's hand, but rather presents him with a choice, showing that Christian freedom comes with responsibility. Believers are called to make decisions that reflect the love, grace, and teachings of Christ.
Number 9.
Generosity in the Christian life. Paul offers to repay any debt Onesimus might owe to Philemon, illustrating the principle of generosity. Christians are encouraged to go beyond what is expected to help others, reflecting the generosity of Christ.
Number 10.
Faith in action. Paul's letter shows that faith is not simply a private or internal belief system, but a dynamic force that should influence every aspect of our daily lives, including our relationships with others. For Philemon, this meant reevaluating his cultural norms, social status, and personal rights in light of his commitment to Christ. His decision on how to treat Onesimus would demonstrate whether his faith was truly shaping his actions. This principle applies to all believers today. Our faith must manifest in how we treat others, particularly those who may be socially or culturally marginalized. When we extend grace, compassion, and love to others, we are reflecting the character of Christ and making the gospel visible to the world around us. Moreover, Paul's appeal to Philemon highlights that faith in action is about doing what is right, even when it is difficult or countercultural. In the Roman world, a master forgiving and accepting a runaway slave as a brother would have been a radical and perhaps even scandalous act. Yet, Paul encourages Philemon to go beyond what was expected or customary, and to act in a way that honors God and demonstrates the transformative power of the gospel. For modern believers, this means that our actions should not be determined by societal norms or pressures, but by our commitment to living out the teachings of Jesus. It challenges us to be courageous in our faith. By aligning our actions with our beliefs, we fulfill the call to be doers of the word and not hearers only, making our faith credible and compelling to a watching world. Father, help us to live out the principles of forgiveness, reconciliation, and love that you have shown us through Christ. Empower us to act with courage, grace, and generosity, reflecting your heart in all our relationships. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest, today.